Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. We're the only thing that we could do something about right now, perpetually. We can't control what the other people want to do. So if you don't have the people around you that you would want to be around, that means something about you needs to change so that you can start attracting those type of people. But you got to change first.
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
We all know that what we bring to the table in our mental game is just as important, if not more important, than what we bring to the table with our physical game. So what are the biggest mistakes that we all make on a consistent basis in the mental game that blocks us from reaching our success and holds us back from realizing our full potential? I went and created a free 4-part video series where I explain what those 4 biggest mental game mistakes are, why they happen, and how to fix them. Get the free 4-part video series right now at DreAllDay.com/MGM. That stands for Mental Game Mistakes. That's DreAllDay.com/MGM. People like free stuff, right? Well, I'm doing a free live event in Miami at the Books and Books flagship store in Coral Gables on Saturday evening, June 22nd at 7:00 p.m. I'm going to be talking, of course, about my book, Work on Your Game. I'm going to talk about the philosophies that go around that book, that go around the whole philosophy of working on your game. And the topic of the talk is it takes more than hard work to make success, to make your game and to get your game out there. So it's not just the confidence, discipline, mental toughness, personal initiative. There's some other elements that go around it, stuff that I didn't even write in the book, that I want to talk about to a live audience again on June 22nd at the Books and Books Coral Gables flagship store. I'm also going to be doing a Q&A after that. I'm going to have a special guest host MC who's going to ask questions and run that Q&A. I will be signing, autographing any books that are purchased on the spot at Books and Books, taking questions, taking pictures, shaking hands, and doing all of that. Again, that is a free live event, June 22nd. That's a Saturday evening at the Books and Books in Coral Gables in Miami, Florida. If you are in South Florida or you've never been to South Florida and you're looking for a reason to come, this is a good reason. It's June 22nd, Saturday evening, Books and Books, Coral Gables, yours truly, Dre All Day, live in the flesh, talking about the work on your game philosophy, the principles that you need to understand and follow to get your game out there. And it takes a lot more than just hard work. June 22nd, Books and Books, Coral Gables. Go to DreAllDay.com/book. That's DreAllDay.com/book to register for the free event. It is free, but you do need to register. Once again, that link is DreAllDay.com/book for this free event, June 22nd at Books and Books. DreAllDay.com/book. Man, you're in a great place at the perfect time because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit more. You're going to get the personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy that moves me, you, and anyone else to go make things happen instead of just sitting around hoping, wishing, and waiting for things to happen. You know what I'm talking about? We put all this together. And what you get is the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is better to be alone than in bad company. Better to be by yourself than to be around some clowns or be around some people who are pulling you down or be around anyone, anything, any idea, any whatever that just doesn't have the type of energy that you want to have in your life right now. You're better off being by yourself. Now, we have talked about already on the show, we talked about editing your associations. We talked about the people who are only worth 2 minutes of your time versus the people who are worth 2 hours and the people who are worth 2 days of your time. If you didn't hear that episode, go back. It was in March 2019, or go to the podcast archive at dreallday.com/podcast and listen to that episode about editing associations. I suggest you listen to it more than once because you're not going to remember everything that I said, but you need to know everything that I said. Some people have asked me, though, what if on this topic of editing associations, when we talk about everyone has heard the law of association that you become the average of the people you spend the most time with, and it doesn't have to be 5 people. It could be 50 people. It could be one person. It could be 2,000 people. Whoever you're spending time around, that's who you're going to become. But some people ask me, they say, well, Dre, the challenge is nobody around me is really worth the association. I mean, there's no one around me who's really doing something, who's really about something, who would really make me better in any way. And so what am I supposed to do? If I don't have anyone to associate with that's going to make me better, how do I do this? I don't have any higher level people. What are my options? I'm going to tell you what your options are here in today's episode. And the title kind of gives you a hint to one of them, but there are some other options. And I'm going to give you the explanation of why that option is what that option is. So if you have a note-taking device available, start taking notes on what I'm saying here. Any of you who's been listening to this show for at least one day, understand that the things that I say here on this show, this is not entertainment. It may entertain you, but the purpose is for you to get better, for you to actually evaluate yourself, evaluate your actions, evaluate your life, and improve as a person. And you're not going to remember every single word that I say. So I suggest you take notes on what I'm saying. If you're a type of person who likes to read your notes, and that's a way that you learn very well. If you're a person who just likes to listen to stuff, then I suggest you listen to this more than once. Don't just listen to it one time, because tomorrow is going to be a new episode and you're going to forget everything I said today so you can understand what I'm saying tomorrow. And then the next day, it's just going to keep repeating yourself and all of this is going to go in one ear and out the other for you. So I suggest you have some way of remembering this stuff. The simplest way is just listen to this episode more than once. Download it, save it, whatever you need to do, but actually listen to it. All right, don't save it and then not do nothing with it. All right, so let's get into the point here today. Today's topic, once again, it is better to be alone than in bad company. We're talking the law of association today. Point number one, if you do not have the type of people around you that you actually want who have that law of association power that could actually make you better, your most important work then at that point is not getting rid of them necessarily. That's not the most important thing you can do. The most important thing you can do also is not to chastise them or to look down on them because obviously there's something wrong with them as individuals. No, that's not the most important thing you could do. Those might be things that you actually do, but that's not the most important thing you do. When there's no one around you who is at that level that will pull you up and make you better and force you to improve, the number one thing you must do at this exact moment is invest in yourself. See, and this is something any of you who is new or newer to me or newer to my content or newer to this podcast need to understand. Any topic that we discuss that I'm talking about on this show that has something to do with other people, dealing with other people, things that other people do or the way other people are or how other people represent themselves, everything that we talk about, we always going to bring it back to person number one, which is the individual in the mirror. We always bring it back to ourselves. And the reason why that is because we can't control other people. No matter how much we preach to them through our podcasts or talk to them on our YouTubes or write books that we hope that they'll read or browbeat them or just beat them down by even telling them to their face how ain't shit they are, we can't control other people. We can't make other people want to get better. We can't make other people step their games up or work on their games or perform the way they're supposed to or turn their lives around if we think they should or go achieve something that we believe they're capable of. We can't make them do it. Now, we could hope they do it. We can control them. We can try to force them. We can chastise them. We can encourage them. We can do all that. We can hope for them, wish for them. We can go to our place of worship and pray for them, but we can't make other people get better. So if you're looking around and you don't see anyone around you who's at a level that will bring your level up, that means your most important job is to invest in yourself. In other words, make yourself the type of person that you would want to be around. So let me make sure I'm being clear what I'm saying here. We know the law of association, right? That you become the average of the people you spend the most time with. So you need to think about right now, what type of people do I want to spend time with? If you could choose, not necessarily a specific person, but if you could choose the type of, actually, you could use a specific person. This probably will make it easier for a lot of you. Who are the type of people that you would want to spend time with? Is there a specific person, like somebody that you follow online or someone whose book you read or someone who you used to be cool with, but they're not around anymore? Or maybe somebody in your family who you're not in contact with that often. Who's the people who you would want to spend time with? If you could just sit down with them for 2 hours every week and talk about what you're doing in your life, where you're going, where you're headed, and they could give you their advice, their mentorship, take you under their wing. Who are those people? I want you to think of who those people are. Let's say three people. Let's start with three people as it keeps it simple. Think of who those three people are, right? Then, once you have those three people in mind, actually, you should write this down because it'll commit you more to it if you write it down and if you just passively think about it. Write down who those three people are, but put them in columns, three columns, one, two, three. Now, underneath each person's name, I want you to write down the traits, the qualities, the character, the personality, whatever about that person that makes them one of the people you would want to spend time with. What is it about them? Write down everything you can think of. Is it because of how they look, how they walk, they talk, they got big muscles, they wear nice sneakers, they got a lot of money, they're successful, they got a lot of important friends, they're always doing something positive, they always got good energy when you're around them. What is it about those people that would make you want to be around them if you could? And this could be a person that you know and you've interacted with. It could be a person that you've never met, but you follow their content or you heard about them, you read about them, somebody told you about them, whoever they are, I want you to list all the assets, the personality traits, the character traits, the assets, the things that make this person the type of person you would want to be around. Write down all of it. You fill up the whole sheet of paper, whatever it is about these individuals. Once you've done that, you need to look at that list. Everything that you wrote down under all three people, you can put it all together. It doesn't matter which individual you said it about. Put it all together. All those things, all those traits, all those things that you notice that you like that attract you to that person about them. And then you need to look at yourself in the mirror. And actually, you can do this. You can make another list, put yourself at the top of this list, and underneath your name, write down the traits that describe you right now, the you that is today. And then you need to look at the list of the things that describe you. Then look at the list of the things that describe them, the people you want to be around, and ask yourself, what needs to change for you to get to that level? Do those lists match up? Does everything under the list of who you are match what's under the list of these people who you would want to spend time with? See, the law of association, again, you become the average of the people you spend the most time with. It doesn't only apply to you, it applies to those people as well. So there's a reason why if you don't have anyone around you who fits the type of person you would want to associate with, that's saying something about your association, about the people you're around, and maybe the environment you're in, and your family and your friends. And it's saying something about all that. It's also saying something about you. Because again, this is the law of association. This is not the law of circumstance. This is not the law of I was born into this. This is the law of association. And the law of association means you are attracting into and out of your life, either attracting into or repelling away from your life, people who are like you. So if none of the people who you will want to hang with are around you right now, that's something that you need to think about. That's something you need to work on. There's an investment that you need to make in you. Because if you were making that investment, you were already that type of person, the type of person that is described in those three columns that you have, those three people who you would want to be around. If you were already that type of person, you would already be around those people. So there's something that's missing in your game. There's a hole in your game that needs to be plugged in. There's a hole in your game that needs to be fixed. That's where we're going to start. Now, are there things that other people can do? Are there other things that can happen outside of you externally that could help your situation? I'm sure there are. For all of us, there are in anything we talk about. But we always got to look at ourselves first because we're the only thing we could do something about right now, every given moment. Any moment where you are, you're right there and it's always right. And the time is always the same. All right. Right now, I'm looking at my watch. It's 4:19 p.m. Eastern time, but it's actually not 4:19. It's actually right now. All right, an hour from now is going to be right now. And 10 days from now, it's still going to be right now. We're the only thing that we could do something about right now, perpetually. We can't control what the other people want to do. So if you don't have the people around you that you would want to be around, that means something about you needs to change so that you can start attracting those type of people. But you got to change first. All right, let's not look outside. Let's look inside. That's where we're going to start. Michael Jordan said once when he came back from his first retirement in basketball and his team had lost in the playoffs to the Orlando Magic. This is the summer before they won three more championships. Michael Jordan said, you know what? I noticed something, that there were some holes in my game and that critics were pointing it out. Critics were pointing out I had holes in my game. I wasn't as sharp as before. I didn't have the magic. I couldn't just call on the Air Jordan like I did before and just make miracles happen. I wasn't as sharp as I used to be. And the critics have already started talking about all these small little cracks in my game. Michael Jordan said, you know what? As soon as I notice that there's a crack in my game or someone points out there's a crack in my game, I'll go to work on filling that crack immediately, plugging that hole immediately, because if I don't plug it, everybody's going to keep picking at it and it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until everyone's taking advantage of that little hole in my game, that little crack in my game. So whatever little crack you have in your game that you don't have the type of associations that you want, You need to plug that gap now before it gets bigger. Because as time goes on, it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, because you're still going to be the same person. And that attraction energy is still going out there every single day. So every day you spend not attracting the type of people you want to associate with, you're getting closer and closer to the people you don't want to be with. You follow me? Point number two. Today's topic is, it's better to be alone than in bad company. What else do you do when you find yourself not around the type of people that you want to be around? You don't have those higher level individuals in your circle. Here's what you do. Let go of the wrong people and be alone. This is a pretty simple one, but I think it's kind of hard for some people. Now, some of you may be more like me. I'm the type of individual that I don't mind not having people with me or not having people around me all the time. I could be around a whole, but I could be physically, literally around a whole bunch of people, but still feel like I'm by myself. And I'm perfectly okay with that. Not everybody's that type of person. I'm not saying that this is an ideal or anything like that. I'm just telling you how I am as a person. Some of you are like that, and some of you are the exact opposite. You hate being by yourself. You hate being alone. You always like having people around you. I heard Chris Paul, who's a point guard for the Houston Rockets in the NBA. There was a feature story written on him once, and he talked about how he hates being by himself. He likes always having people around, whether that's at his house, whether he's, you know, hanging out with teammates between games. He likes having people around him all the time. I'm not the type of person. I'm the type of person who's completely fine just being by myself. I could be by myself for a whole day and I'm good, and it doesn't bother me at all. The point that I'm making here, though, is not about what your personality is, but whether you're the type of person who's comfortable being by yourself or you're not. If you don't have the type of associations around you that you want around you, these are not the type of people who are going to bring you up, then you need to get everybody out of your circle, get everybody away from you, and focus on you. Focus on what you need to do for yourself. And the number one thing you can do after you start working on yourself is getting rid of the people who ain't working on themselves. Anyone who's not on the same wave as you, doing the same thing as you, going in the same direction as you, you got to get rid of them, because their energy is counteracting your energy. They're canceling out everything you're doing for yourself. Let go of these wrong people and be alone. As the saying goes, you can't grab hold of the future while still holding on to the past. So at least not with the same hand, you can't. And when I say the past, we're talking ideas. We're talking, of course, people. We're also talking habits. And those all could connect to each other, because when you have similar ideas to other people, you're going to have similar habits. When you have similar habits to other people, you're going to have the same ideas. When you're around certain people all the time, you're going to mirror their ideas and their habits. Because if you didn't, then you probably wouldn't hang with them that much, and they wouldn't want to hang with you, because y'all are out of sync with each other. As you raise your personal level, and the way you raise your personal level, just so we're all on the same page, you raise your personal level by investing in yourself. So as you continually invest in yourself and raise your personal level, you will find something that the people that want to be doing what you're doing, who are on the same wave that you're on, they're going to start finding their way to you, and you're going to start finding your way to them. And the people who are not about what you're about, the people who are just not interested in what you have going on, for whatever reason, it's just not for them, they're going to find their way elsewhere. And you're going to find yourself slowly separating from those people, slowly growing apart from those people. But you got to invest in yourself first. All right, this is not just think about it. This is not just I'm going to write it down. This is not just I'm going to read the books at school. But you got to do some things, apply some things, and invest time, money, attention, energy, focus to invest in yourself. You got to put all of those in. When you start doing that, the right people will start appearing in your life over time, and the wrong people will start disappearing from your life. Now, how is that going to happen, Dre? Where is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? That's a different topic. I'll tell you that right now. It's a whole different episode, and we've given episodes to that already. Again, at dreallday.com/podcast, you can see the full archive of the show. You see how many episodes we got, don't you? But you had to make yourself available to those people. So the first thing you got to do is to free up your space. Free up your hands. You got to let go of what you're holding on to. The wrong people. I get a lot of messages from people who tell me they don't have the right kind of people around them, and that they feel like that's their problem. Well, okay. Let go of those people who are around you. The people who are around you are the wrong kind, and stop holding on to them. Get away from those people. If you can't physically get away from them, you got to get away from them mentally. And it's something that I talked about how to do this in my book, Work on Your Game. You got to create a set of emotional and mental earmuffs, so to speak, to where you're physically in the same space as them and they can talk and you can hear them, but you're not really listening. Now, they can put energy out, but you're not really mimicking that energy. You can feel what they have going on, but you're not really interested in it, even if you're sitting there listening to it, even if you got to be subjected to it. This is mental toughness. This is the discipline. Point number three, today's topic, It is better to be alone than to be in bad company. We're talking about editing associations. If you don't have those higher level people around you, what do you do? What can you do? Point number three, we already know you become the average of the people you spend the most time with. So if you're voluntarily around people who can't bring you up, what are you doing? And I want to repeat that because some of you will listen to this podcast, and there's a lot of people out there that will listen to podcasts like this one every day. Watch videos that are about getting better and improving yourself and self-growth and all that. They'll read the books. They'll nod their heads furiously when somebody's talking about topics like this. And then as soon as it's over, as soon as the conference is over, as soon as the video ends, as soon as you finish listening to the podcast, you go right out there and start hanging with people who ain't doing nothing to bring your level up. They don't have nothing going on, nothing positive in their lives. They're not going anywhere in the direction in which you say you want to go, but you can't stop hanging with those people. Actually, it's not that you can't. You won't stop hanging with those people. You won't stop investing time in those people. You won't stop allowing those people to pull you down. And basically, actually, you're not allowing them to pull you down. You are part of pulling yourself down because you're choosing to be around those people. It's not like they came to you and said, you know, I'm going to pull you down in life. No, they're just being who they are and you're choosing to associate with their energy. Therefore, you are voluntarily participating going backwards. That's not them, it's you. Here's the statement. If you are voluntarily spending time around people who cannot bring your level up, what the hell are you doing? This is a question I'm asking you. And it's a question that you need to answer to yourself. You don't need to answer to me. You need to answer to you. If all you can have around you is your podcast app, some books, some notes that you took, whoever you watch online, whoever you follow who helps uplift you and inspire you and motivate you to do what you need to do for yourself, to invest in yourself to get better. If that's all you have, that's better than going backwards. That's better than hanging around the clowns. That's better than spending time around the losers. That's better than investing your life into people who are not investing anything into you. As they say, slow motion is better than no motion. So if you need to be by yourself, then you need to be by yourself. If you're uncomfortable being by yourself, okay, that's fine. You don't have to stay by yourself. You just need to go find some better friends and find them quickly so you don't have to be by yourself. Those are the solutions. Those are your options. No excuses. Let's recap today's topic, which is better to be alone than in bad company. We're talking editing associations. If you don't have high level people around you, what are you supposed to do? Point number one, if you don't have the type of people around you that you would want around you, your most important work is your investment in yourself. Now, how do you know what investments to make? How do you know when you're going in the right direction? Write down a list of three people who are the types that you would want to be around and write down every personality, character trait you can think of that makes you want to be around those people. Put those all on a list, then make a list with yourself and write down everything about you, your personality, your character. And if those lists don't match up, those are the investments that you need to make to get to that level. Keep investing in yourself until your list matches up to the first list of all those people that you want to be around. Until they do match up, you're not done investing. You are never done improving. None of us is ever a finished product. Point number two, let go of the wrong people and be alone. As they say, you can't grab hold of the future with your right hand while still holding on to the past with your right hand. Ideas, habits, and people. You got to let go of those, the past stuff, in order to reach to the future stuff. As you raise your personal level, the people that you want around you will start finding their way to you and you'll find your way to them. It's a different topic. Exactly how that happens. Go to the archive of this podcast. You can learn about that. Read my book, Work on Your Game. You can learn about that. Join the game group, personal development. You can learn about that. But you got to be available to those people and they got to be available to you. And you got to be letting go of the past. And they also had to be doing the same. Maybe they already did it. They probably did. Point number three, you become the average of the people you spend the most time with. So if you're voluntarily around people who are not doing anything that could bring your level up, what the hell are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're precipitating your own failure. That's what you're doing. If all you can have around you are some books and your podcast app and your phone and some people that you follow on YouTube, if that's all you can have around you, then that's what you got to deal with. If you don't like being by yourself, then find some high level friends. Just find them a little bit faster than the average person would. Slow motion is better than no motion. It's better than going backwards. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Confidence. You ask people, do they want more of it? Everyone would say yes. You ask people, would they do more if they had more of it? They would say yes. The challenge is most people don't know the very root cause of being confident, of having that self-esteem. The root cause is discipline. I want to give you a free audio lecture where I explain how discipline creates confidence. and how if you're just able to enact more discipline in your life and force more discipline on yourself in life, and there are easy ways to do so, your confidence is going to shoot up. And when your confidence goes up, you believe more, you do more, and you achieve more. If that's what you're interested in, go to dreallday.com/DCC, which stands for Discipline Creates Confidence. That'll be a 20-minute lecture where I explain how having more discipline will lead to more confidence in your life, which of course will step up your performance and of course will lead to better results because you have the skills. Again, that's dreallday.com/DCC for Discipline Creates Confidence. dreallday.com/DCC. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.